Colorado's Libertarian Let's Make a Deal by me, John Caldera, published June 18, 2023. The chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, Dave Williams, announced an unprecedented deal with the Colorado Libertarian Party to keep their candidates from competitive races. For as long as can be remembered, libertarians have been accused of playing the spoiler, costing Republicans victory in close contests. The most recent being the 8th Congressional District last year, where the Libertarian pulled nearly 4% of the vote, allowing Democrat Eudera Caraveo to squeak a victory with less than 1% margin. This unprecedented deal is a bit of a public relations win for Williams and his floundering, unfunded state operation. For the sake of taming Colorado's socialistic leviathan, it's a promising start, and better than others have done, including myself. Over the decades, I've been asked more than a few times to broker some sort of peace between Republicans and Libertarians in tight races. Peace, always meaning to get the Libertarian to drop out. And each and every time, I have failed. But not for lack of trying. A Libertarian has never asked me to convince a Republican to drop out, however. I'm a Libertarian leading conservative. Note, I spell Libertarian with a small L. This is very different than someone who is a member of the Libertarian Party. That's spelled with a capital L. So I'm able to talk to large L libertarians better than most Republicans. But Dave Williams may soon find, as I have, large L libertarians are more eager to win an argument than win an election. You see, the fastest way to guarantee a large L libertarian will in fact run as a candidate is to try to convince him not to run. Like fish swim and birds fly, large L libertarians are contrarians and gotta do the opposite of what is asked of them. Since they are such strong individualists, and how to put this politely, they don't work well in groups, and they don't listen to party leadership. You think the Republican Party is dysfunctional? Spend some time with a Libertarian Party. Colorado's Republicans, which make the Manson family Thanksgiving dinner seem well-mannered, will look like a well-oiled, cohesive machine compared to the Libertarian Party. The Colorado Libertarian Party chairman, Hannah Goodman, said they won't run a candidate if there is a, quote, strong liberty Republican in the race. That is a terrific promise she can't keep. Beside the fact that, quote, strong liberty is in the eye of the beholder, she has no authority to stop any Libertarian candidate from running. The Republican Party isn't the only major party that had losses due to outlying third-party candidates. Remember, in the early 2000s, Democrats lost elections because Green Party candidates played the spoilers. Democrats solved that problem completely. The Green Party is now more of a placeholder than a party. The Democratic Party swallowed it. That is, Democrats simply incorporated every whacked-out, economy-killing Green policy with as much zeal as the most ardent Green Party candidate. The Green Party just evaporated. The Republican Party did just the opposite. It accentuated the differences between itself and libertarians on hot-button issues like drug policy, end of life, police powers, gay marriage, culture wars, and immigration. It would be more accurate to say the loud faction of the Republican Party emphasized the differences with libertarians. Whereas a quiet majority of Republicans might well have absorbed most of the libertarian point of view on all but those fringe issues. Other than those extreme issues, 98% of the platforms overlap the parties on core issues like taxes, property rights, fiscal and monetary policy, educational choice, cronyism, Second Amendment, free speech, and cancel culture. Basically, it's just social issues where the two parties don't quite mix. People will say that it's abortion where the two parties make the big difference. Well, people would be wrong. In libertarian circles, there are intense and variable degrees of opinion. Even libertarian icon Ron Paul is adamantly pro-life. The Republican Party used to have a similar big tent on abortion. Now the Republican Party is perceived to have a zero-tolerance policy on pro-life from conception, and they're paying the electoral price for it. In this Colorado of one-party Democratic supermajority dominance, libertarians should not play in districts where Republicans might have a chance to win. In exchange, Republicans should not play where they have no shot to win and give the libertarians a clear field. At this point, there's little to lose. Sadly, neither party has control or influence over their candidates, nor do most of their candidates actually want to win.